Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
Who?
Kelly O.
My goodness. God. Yeah. Something like it. So, we are the Naked Relationship Podcast. You can find us on social media at TNR Podcast. And our website, thenakedrelationship.com. You can also type in tnrpodcast.com and it will take you to our website. Thanks to redirects.
And
hashtag protect your brand. Anyway.
I was getting all that techie shit about websites and computers, and I'm just, like, over here with a pretty face that none of you guys can see.
Unless, of course, you sign up for our Skype sessions, which we are not actually doing. Sorry.
But, anyways, so I run the Instagram.
And I run the Twitter and...
really, everything else.
Yes.
I just do the fun one, guys.
I do want to do more of, like a collaborative blog post for our website. Though I think that'd be cool because, like, the only blog post that we have was written by me, and I want to do more blogs, not only for, like, content, but also is, like, I really like the idea of, like, sharing our sex life or maybe, you know, sharing some experiences or understandings.
Then why do we have this podcast?
Oh, we does it here too, but I'm just saying.
Okay, well, we'll maybe consider more blog posts, but in other news, let's talk about our relationship.
Oh, so, you mean like our sex life?
So
tell the people what they want to hear.
Okay, so this podcast is called Naked Relationship, obviously. So we kind of want to talk about like all aspects of our relationship, including like the non-sexual ones.
Like our wedding.
Our wedding's coming up, guys. But first, before we segue into that, we kind of want to tell you about... something that happened to us this past weekend. Well, not this past weekend. Maybe like a weekend ago. Not this weekend, but the weekend before that.
So we are actually recording this on a Sunday night. And this happened the past Saturday night.
Yes. So I'm going to let Adam, because it has to do with Adam.
Oh, we forgot to we forgot to announce that we have a co-star with us today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Guys. We have a special listener here in the studio with us.
His name is Roan. He hates us. He is one of our two cats. Stand up, Roan. Take a meow.
He's over here, like, giving us a death glare, but...
oh, now he's backing away.
All right. Enough with the special guest. Let's talk about what happened 2 weeks ago.
So, long story short, we didn't go to a swinger party that we were planning on going to.
Yeah, and these are, like, monthly parties that happen every month, and they kind of, like, take a head count, who's coming, trying to, like, coordinate, like, make sure there's enough women.
It's the same party that we went to in December.
Yes.
And great people. And so, and actually, this this whole ordeal that happened the other night that we're about to tell you about, it makes me feel a little bit... well, a lot closer to them, actually, and a lot more trusting or, you know, like, not that I wasn't trusting of them, but it just, this has just made me feel a lot more, like...
I have more respect for them and what yeah. they do. Like, they are honestly, like, really amazing hosts and, it, like, friends.
It almost makes me feel like they're, like, a good mentor.
Yes.
You know?
So, tell us what was going on the Saturday night when we were getting ready.
Well, I can't tell... us, because you already know. So, essentially, that Saturday, that fateful Saturday, I had therapy early in the morn, and we were talking about all things. We eventually talked to about our lifestyle, because our therapist is great, that she's also a sex therapist, which we did not know when we started working with her. And, so she kind of maybe pointed some things out, like, are you really on board with certain things? And, you know, I was like, oh, well, shit. I guess not. And so I get home and, you know, think nothing of it, really, even though I internalize everything and I overthink everything and I'm very in touch with my emotions. And so I kind of learned that, you know, I was doing a lot to appease Kelly, even if I didn't really want to do it.
And he didn't tell me any of this, okay? This is all on the inside going on. I'm just over here, la-di-da, getting ready.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until our therapist had said something about it, really. And where that came from was, I asked you at one point in time, if I wanted to stop the relationship, if you'd be okay with that. And one of your,
Wait, stop the relationship? Like,
or stop the swinging stuff.
okay.
Yeah, sorry.
My answer is always yes. Our relationship always comes first.
Yes, but there was one time where you're like, I feel like I might cheat on you. And I know that like that might have just been like a small fear of yours,
Yeah.
but like I took that and I fucking ran with
Yeah,
it.
he fucking took a what are those like 100-meter dashes? Like he just took off and just
Yeah.
like blew it up into this big old thing.
And like I really internalized it to the point where I felt pressure to keep going in this lifestyle, even if it meant doing things that I didn't want to do. And so because of that, we were doing a lot of things. Well, maybe not a lot of things, but we were doing things that I didn't really want to do. And so if you couple that with the fact that I am constantly finding myself wanting to spend more one-on-one quality time with Kelly, because our wedding is coming up as we record this, it's in 3 months and 8 days is when we get married. And so quality time is my strongest love language anyway. So if you couple those two things together, I really did not want to go to that swinger party. And it was just because I felt like I really wanted to spend more time with Kelly because that weekend and the week prior, I guess maybe we just had like too many things going on and weren't taking enough time for each other.
Yo, we are popular people,
We are.
guys.
It's really just your pussy, 'cause God damn. Hey, how are you? So there was a lot of things. I had like a pretty bad like anxiety attack, if you will, and we ended up not going to that party.
So this was like, I was like almost finished getting ready. I was literally doing my hair, and that's the last step I do to like finish getting ready. So this is the time when Adam like goes into the shower, takes his quick man shower. Yes.
I don't take quick showers.
He likes to bask in the hot warmth water running down your
And you know what,
back.
like, fucked me over on that? College. Unlimited hot water. It was the greatest.
But anyway, so I was finishing getting ready. Adam was over there, in the shower, finishing up, and like he turns off the water, and like he has his towel on, and like he looks just like he's about to like burst into tears, and I could tell like
It's because I saw how beautiful you are.
I could tell that he definitely did not was not telling me something very important. So I just like took. Like went over him to him, gave him a hug.
And then she took the towel and fucking like whipped me with it. Like, what the hell is that? Who does that?
No, but like I went over there, gave him a hug, and told him, "You are always gonna be number one. Our relationship is number one. And if you don't want to go, just tell me so I can go ahead and like let them know so they don't think we're like flaky, and we can just go on a date, just the two of us."
Just the two of us.
And that's exactly what we did. I let the couple know that we weren't going because Adam was having some issues,
And they
and
were like really awesome about it. And honestly, like it ended up being a really great night. I don't even know if we had sex, but because we do it so often, like it just runs together. Anyway, poor Roan has to hear all of your. Anyway, so yeah, it ended up being like a really great night. We went out for steaks
Yeah,
at Outback.
Outback.
Yep. I got to pop her bloomin' onion cherry.
Those are so good, guys. I don't go out like to all these restaurants that Adam does, apparently, and it was delicious. Definitely recommend.
Well, we did that, and then I think we went to Target to get your dad a birthday gift or something.
Yeah, and then
And
we went home.
yeah, and then we went home. But you know what? Fuck it. It was an amazing night.
Yeah, we
And
got to spend time
then,
together.
yeah, and then you canceled on, because you had a play date the next day, too, and
Yeah,
you
it was supposed to
canceled.
be a threesome between us.
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be. And it was a guy that we've played with before. I don't know if we've told the listeners about that one. Did we?
I think we have.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
And we just kind of wanted like to let you guys know that like if you're feeling any type of way about what's going on, definitely let your partner know. They, like, we don't know how to read you just from, like, your facial expressions. You have to verbally tell us, like, what's going on, what's
bothering
you.
And to be fair, like...
We're not going to judge you.
Right, but that also doesn't... I mean, sorry, but that also kind of makes me hypocrite because, like, I'm always big on, like, always be honest and upfront and communicate. But at the same time, I didn't really know how I felt, you know? But that was... But this is also going to be a plug for, like, mental health. Like, see a therapist. Can't recommend them enough for a number of reasons. It's not a sign of weakness to go see a therapist. It's like preventative maintenance. It's like getting an oil changed on your car. But, you know, essentially, I didn't realize it, that that's what I was doing. And, you know, I was, you know, I knew that I was internalizing what you had said about, like, you might cheat on me out of, like, or, like, you were scared you might cheat on me. I had no idea that's what I was doing until she pointed it out, but here we are. And so, we figured that this would be a good segue into our wedding stuff because part of what played a role into my anxiety was the more we, like, the closer we get to the wedding, the more time I want to spend with just you. And so with that, I guess we'll transition into the wedding.
Yeah, so this is our naked relationship that we tell you guys about. And, like, we just don't want to talk about the sexual side of our relationship. Like, we have other aspects of it that we deal with on a daily basis. And one of them is, like, the more romantic side, which includes us getting eloped in June, specifically 6/9 we chose as our wedding date.
Because we're fucking wankers. Fucking wankers.
Yes. So Adam told me the story of how, like, when he was little, he told his dad that he wanted to get married on 69.
And as a joke.
But I fucking ran with that idea. I was like, hell fucking yeah.
Like, 6 months into our relationship, I tell her this, and she's like, that's when we're getting married.
Yes. And we are literally getting married on June the fucking 9th.
And my boss is like, who the fuck gets married on a Tuesday? And I responded with, it's going up on a Tuesday.
Yes. Okay, so we're getting married June 9th, and it's literally, like, what, March 1st today? Oh, it's the 2nd.
Well, it's 12:03 in the morning on March 2nd. But so, by the time you guys hear this, it might be the 10th.
So,
I don't really know.
3 months from now, we are getting married. And, like, when Adam told me that, like, a couple days ago, like, it's almost 3 months to our wedding, I was, like, panicking, but, like, not about the part of getting married.
Oh,
the
she fact shit her pants. Don't let her fool you.
I'm panicking because I went to go get my dress, and, like, we pre-order it. It's a new spring collection from Anthropologie. They have the Beloved thing where they do wedding dresses, it, like, is the point. And I pay for it. They said it will ship in March. I'm like, cool. Enough time to get it altered, all that shit. I get an email, like, 2 weeks later after I pay for this. It's not going to ship till late April, which does not give me enough time to, you know, get the dress, mentally prepare myself to, like, you know, see myself wearing it and, like, walking up a friggin' mountain
But to be fair, by the time we get married, we will have been engaged for 2 years and a day. So you've had all this time.
It didn't seem real until just now. Like, I haven't even gotten my dress yet, which I feel like is the most important part for it, for me to, like, for it to be real in my mind.
Well, to be fair, like, the first, like, 6 months or so of our engagement was more of, like, a recovery, if you will.
Yeah.
Because of, as you listeners know, in our first several episodes, we talked about how after we got engaged, some shit went down, very negative shit.
Yeah.
And so that also took a very hard hit on us financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we want to come back.
We want to come back. So my wedding dress is not here.
Mine isn't either.
And to top it off, like, my ring broke.
Oh, yeah, the, like, engagement fucking ring.
4 weeks ago.
Shout out to Jared.
I was at work, and I noticed that it was a lot looser than normal, and I was like, what is going on? And I took it off, took a look at it. Apparently, the shank the part of the ring that connects to
She said shank, not skank, and I felt wrong about that.
The part of the ring that connects to the gemstone in the middle broke, and I was livid. I was like, Adam, my ring fucking broke. How am I supposed to wear this for the rest of my life, like, if every year it's gonna break? So, Adam took it to go get fixed and got the lifetime warranty, so
we... And then they still try to charge me for the fucking fix.
Yes. So, crazy. So, got my ring back. Love it. And, like, a month ago, we also booked our honeymoon.
Well, this is March. We booked it in January.
Okay, we booked it in January.
Almost 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
To the day, actually. Anyway, one of the main reasons we don't want, like, a big wedding is, one, finances. Two...
No. One is because we are focused on it just being, like...
On us. Well, sure. But you know, finances is also playing a small role.
Yeah.
And so, but we also don't want it to be anyone else's wedding. I know your mother was saying, hey, you should do this, this, and this. And
we're like,
no, girl, you need to take a chill pill.
So, like, everyone was trying to put in their input on, like, our wedding. And
my fucking stepdad's like, I'm going to wear my San Francisco 49ers tie to your wedding. And I'm like, the hell you are. Just go Hawks. Amen.
So, it was just, a lot of people, a lot of our family members just kind of, like, slowly taking over our wedding planning, and we were just like, no, we just want it to be about us and our future and our love. And so we decided to go with the elopement way of doing things, and our my mom was fucking devastated, because she is like a huge party type person. Like, she wanted to have like this big reception.
She's how old
all
is she
goes family.
To quinceañeras? How old?
My mom goes to like a birthday party.
Even if she doesn't know the people, right?
Yeah, if she doesn't know this person, like know someone that's going, she like wants to go to a party every freaking weekend. She wanted to have like this huge reception, like this big old guest list, and like we are broke college students that okay, broke, recently graduated college students. Within the last 3 years, okay? We have a shit ton of debt that we are trying to pay off.
Hashtag sugar daddies and sugar mamas. We would like some.
Yeah, we are requesting resumes if you guys want to, you know, email us. JK.
I believe it's sugar@thenakedrelationshippodcast. No, I'm kidding.
He's fucking with you guys. Anyways, we have a shit ton of debt, okay? We are trying to be responsible adults. And, like, pay that shit off and focus on, like, just us for the first couple of years of our marriage and, like, not have kids right away.
So, all in total, our, like, financial investment into our elopement, including honeymoon, wedding dress, and flights. And when I say honeymoon, that means flights and, where we're staying. Airbnb.
Airbnb, yep.
We're at about $3,400.
Yeah.
For everything.
That's awesome.
Sorry, that also includes a photographer, the officiant, and are we doing the video portion too or no?
Yeah.
We is?
Yeah.
Lick my bunghole. Okay, well, we're doing video.
So yeah, we've only spent like $3,300 so far, which like compared to like my friends that I've like asked them like, oh, so how much was your budget on your wedding? $20,000, $25,000, $40,000, $45,000. I'm like, what?
Down payment on a fucking house.
Yes, so... We are extremely grateful that we are choosing this route to plan our future and, like, kind of get a head start.
Especially because we'd be doing it on our own. Oh, so that also includes our elopement announcement. Sorry, that press.
Yeah, okay. So all of this, like, we have not asked for any financial help from either of our parents because, A, they are broke as shit.
Badass bitches?
No, our parents are broke as shit, okay?
I was going to go with we are badass bitches.
No.
But do you want to go the INDEPENTENT, do you know what that means route?
We are independent adults.
Oh, if they can say contractors.
No, but, like, I've always, like, wanted to, like, be responsible. And, like, if we wanted to do something, we don't ask our parents for help. Because we are young adults and we can do this shit on our own now.
Can we?
We are trying.
Sorry. I don't know. I've cried on your shoulder many times.
So, like, we have not had to ask any financial help. If they are offering... We will not turn it down, but they haven't, so we
And that kind of goes back to the whole sugar mama and sugar daddy thing. So, again, resumes, please be sent to sugar at whatever our website is.
Stop. Stop. Oh, God. But anyway, so, like, we have not had any help. All of this has been on our own, and we just recently decided to do some engagement / wedding announcements, saying that we are eloping here in a couple months, because we didn't announce it to anyone.
Yeah, we didn't tell our families for a year and, what, 3-4 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't tell any of our friends and stuff, because I don't have a Facebook, okay? And apparently that's how people tell people nowadays.
Also, Twitter, Instagram, our website, no. Actually, one of the pictures on our website is from our engagement shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone shot us. But we survived, thankful for my nurse over here.
So, we are trying to do this all on our own and be responsible and all this stuff. And it's been going really well so far. I'm really excited.
It helps when you have a financially responsible fiancé.
We have both grown a lot. Okay, so don't short sell yourself, babe.
I would, but I'm not a stock. Okay. Oh, I don't know that you get that reference.
No.
Okay, well, you can short sell stocks.
Okay.
Anyway, she's giving me the cutoff sign.
So our wedding is in 3 months, and I kind of wanted to see if you have any thoughts or, like, concerns, feelings that you want to share about it being, like, so soon.
I mean, so I come home from work the other day, and you're like, Adam, don't freak out. Don't feel pressured, but I already got your wedding gift. And I just fucking paused like a good 10-20 seconds. Jaw dropped, and I'm like, oh, shit. What? Do I have to buy one, too? Holy shit, what if it's like a $5,000 budget? Like, oh, my God. Shit, what if it's just $200? Okay, good thing I have that Jared card. The high limit, thankfully. Fuck. And then you're like, well, I only spent $20 on it. And immediately I was like, fuck me. God damn. She sure knows how to fucking make me just freak the fuck out internally.
I don't know if that's a thing to get your future spouse.
No, but it is a thing for you to, like, make me freak out like that. Did you tell the audience about how you introduced our beautiful baby girl to us?
No, I did not, but we can tell them another day.
She's four-legged. Don't get your hopes up. Kelly is not a human MILF. She's a human, but has never given birth
to a human. Yet, guys. Okay, anyways.
Spoiler alert, she's preggo.
Stop. They're going to believe you.
Well, they should.
All right, so, yeah, I did kind of scare Adam with the...
Kind of? No, woman, you did.
Well, I don't know if it's a thing to get, like, your future spouse a wedding gift, but I really, like, I'm, like, gift giving is one of the things I actually, like, genuinely love to do, because I feel like I'm really good at giving gifts.
And she hates how bad I am at giving gifts. I am horrendous.
Oh, God. But anyways, I got Adam his wedding gift.
Literally, this Valentine's Day, she's like, oh, you did so good. Can I take it back?
No, okay, let me talk about this wedding gift I got you. So I got it, and I was really excited to tell you about it. And, like, your fear, I could see the fear shooting out of your eyes.
It was also shooting out of my ass. Hashtag diarrhea.
Oh, my God. But anyways, so I'm really excited. So any other thoughts on our wedding?
So the only thing that I want other than for you to say yes is...
It's I do, babe.
Well, that too. A Seahawks flag somewhere, and that's all I want. Although, I do need to talk to you because I still haven't told Dave. That mi madre's gonna be the one. Mm. And apparently mom thinks Chad's coming too.
Because he does have to help her up.
He does, yeah. So I was kind of like envisioning your padre doing that.
Yeah, that's okay. He can help her.
But what about having Dave come too, so I don't have to tell him no? She's giving me the nod yes on that
one. So Adam decided, like, months ago that...
So let me preface what you're about to say by the reason... So we initially weren't going to have anyone come, but apparently we have to have two guests, or two witnesses. And so Kelly chose her padre, understandable. She's a daddy's girl. and in the bedroom too.
Stop. Anyway,
and I chose my buddy Dave. He's my former professor. He's one of my best friends, and I'm really close with him. And he knows we're swingers. He's really supportive and whatever. So, but the reason I chose him instead of my mom is because my mom physically is not well off. She's not wheelchair bound. Thankfully, she's not walker. She's not physically handicapped, but she's probably as close as you can get without being physically handicapped. You know, she can't feel her feet at all. She struggles to walk up the stairs in her own house. She just really has a lot of struggles. And where we are getting married, you know, you're going to have to hike a little bit to get to. And so that was my whole line of thinking, was like, well, I don't think my mom will be able to make that effort, or make that hike. So, you know, after we told every one of our initial family that we're not doing the wedding that they want us to do, but we're eloping, my mom really took it really hard, because she's a very sentimental person, which is where I get it from. And so we, you know, probably 4 or 5 months after that, I'm on the phone with my mom and I just fucking cave. Because for the past month or two, I'd been thinking about, well, you know, mom might be able to do it because whatever she sets her mind to, I know that she's going to do. Like, she's very determined. And so, and I know that this is one of those things where she won't let anything get in her way. So that was my line of thinking. And so when I'm on the phone with her the other night, I'm like, God damn it, mom, your dreams are coming true. And I told her, I was like, look, bitch, you're coming. She's like, really? And so she did her little celebration, and here we are.
So my thoughts on, like, our future wedding and everything. So it's coming up. It's, like, 3 months away. I'm having a little panic attack because my wedding dress is not here. I haven't got my shoes, my jewelry. I haven't got my makeup.
Can I just, like, stop you right now? And audience, if you're listening, just imagine, like, the most beautiful woman in the world feeling a little bit flustered, but looking hella fucking cute. Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, I give to you Kelly, the most beautiful person in the world.
Okay, so it's just a bunch of little things that we have to get done. Like, we need to get Adam fitted for his tux and everything.
Which is going
to
be green, because, let's see, go Hawks.
Go Hawks. And amen. Gotta get you some shoes. But for me, it's a bunch of little things, like hairdresser.
My nails, my hair.
Yes.
My phalanges.
Makeup artist, shoes, accessories, all that stuff.
Oh, my God, shoes.
And just a bunch of little housekeeping things to do, and that's what, like, really, I feel like once I get the dress, everything will flow well, okay? But other than that, I'm really excited to get married. I'm really excited to spend the rest of my life with this amazing person right in front of me.
Don't let her lie to you. She's really just excited about the honeymoon. And not even because she's, well, I'm gonna have really great sex, because she's probably not going to enjoy it because I might be lasting 10 seconds. Because I'm so excited. But, you know, we are going to Puerto Rico, which is cool.
So, guys, the day
before
we booked our tickets to Puerto Rico, the next day, Puerto Rico had 2 earthquakes. And
they were pretty massive ones. And
yeah.
So if you, you guys should, I don't know if they're still doing, you know, relief efforts for it, but if they are, we will link them in the podcast description below.
Okay, that's cool. Cool story, babe.
# humanitarian efforts.
Have you donated to their relief efforts?
I'm about to.
Okay. Do it.
All right, then.
All right. But yeah, like, everything's kind of waiting on the dress and, like,
The dress.
The dress is the most important thing, no.
It's
our love that's important, guys.
What was it? We were on the phone, mom and stepdaddy, last night.
Yeah, she's like, the dress is the most important thing, okay? You don't even know.
And I was like, really, mom? Not our love?
But anyways, it's coming.
On your face.
It's coming, guys, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to wear my wedding band.
I mean, you've been wearing, like, a bullshit one. Because, so, when her ring broke, we went out to Target. Just normal shopping. And we found, like, these little rubber ones that are wedding bands. But they're meant for, like, if you work out or whatever, you can wear them. And so she's been wearing that as her replacement engagement ring.
Yeah, because, like, people need to know.
And we got me one, too. And I've worn it a couple times, like, when we went on the date night the other night. But anyway, so, do you have any more thoughts, questions?
No, I'm just kind of really excited to get married and spend the rest of my life with you.
And she never thought she'd get married.
I literally did not.
Hashtag pink dick for the win.
Stop. All right, guys.
There's one more thing.
Yeah, there's one more thing we need to talk about.
Which is, you don't even know.
No, but tell me.
All right, so we are going on a break here soon, mm-hmm. within the next week. And by the time you hear this episode, we will already be on that break. However, we are going to do our best to continue to podcast during this break. And it's right now, it's only supposed to be a month. But we're going to try to podcast throughout, because yeah, we want to show that side of the relationship. We want to show that side of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because, like, we can't really call ourselves the Naked Relationship Podcast if we don't show all aspects, which is part of the reason why we're doing this, talking about our wedding and somewhat of our finances, if you will. But, you know, the other part of it is, you know, the lifestyle isn't always easy. It's not always fun. And at the same time, we preach that this helps us grow closer together, but how can we show you that without telling you? So we're going to show you guys by telling you. That's right. Kelly thinks I'm funny. Actually, she thinks I'm hilarious.
Okay. All right, guys. We will see you in the next podcast.
And in the meantime, follow us on socials.
I run our Instagram at TNR Podcasts.
And you know what? Our Facebook and Twitter are the exact same. So our website is thenakedrelationship.com. You can email us on there. You can fill out a form. Several people have already been doing that. So shout out to you guys.
Yes, we love you guys. We love hearing from you.
Yes, there was some great responses here lately. I love it. So keep it up, guys. And who knows? We might even do like a Q&A for an episode or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, if you have any questions, like...
Let us know. Let us show. Know. We'll like, try don't to answer hold back. Them. Be honest about your questions, unlike I was doing. Anyway, all right, so that is our episode. You guys have a great night, and in the words of my future mother-in-law, adios.
Bye.